What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we were talking with Terry in Canada, and you had a question you wanted to ask me.
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to ask a question and hang up, and you can give an answer. You were talking about Long Valley, that volcano underground that was really hot somewhere. You said the United States, but you didn't say where. Do you have any idea where that is?
Could you run that by me one more time, please?
That Long Valley area that had the, like, Yellowstone's got that volcano underground, but it's a big area, you know, like a lot bigger than a volcano, you know.
Well, it's a supervolcano, Long Valley Caldera, and it's classed as a supervolcano, and it's something like 240 cubic miles of magma, and they're thinking that as much as a quarter of it is in the right condition to be a liquid, which means it could be squirted up to the surface.
Right. Do you know where that is?
Long Valley, I mean, California.
Oh, it's California. Okay.
Yes.
I'll check that out. Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, you've got it, and we're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. When you were talking to Peter, he mentioned that guitar company.
Yeah.
With the seizure of wood and whatnot. That was Gibson.
Yes.
And that was around 2008, I think. So what they did was there was this thing called the Lacey Act, which had to do with endangered species, and it was amended in 2008 to include plants. So, for some reason, they got it in their head to go to Gibson, because they had some kind of idea that they were down in Madagascar trying to illegally obtain ebony, ebony wood. It's a dark black, almost a blackish wood for fretboards. And, you know, you can use it for other things as well. But the whole thing is, and it was retroactive, too, that law. So that's very important to understand. So let's just say you sold somebody a piano in 2005, and it was sold into Canada, and it had ivory on the keys. They could go after you, right? That's how silly that is. It's retroactive.
That is actually not supposed to happen because there's a prohibition against ex post facto laws in this country, which obviously in the case of Gibson was not adhered to. What made the Gibson case pop into the public eye was that there was another rival guitar company that was also importing these exotic woods that was left alone. And I think it came down to that guitar company had made a donation to some political group or political candidate, and Gibson had refused.
That could be Martin.
Could be. I don't know for a fact.
It also could be Paul Reed Smith, like these high-end guitar companies, right?
Yes.
It all comes down to the same thing: dirty politics.
Absolutely. Like that other caller said, it's all one shakedown after another.
Oh yes, definitely. There is no justice. It's just them. So, you know, even up here in Canada, we have this incompetent SOB that's actually, like, in talks with natives to try and stop these illegal shutdowns of the rail system. So I'm wondering, and I'm actually wondering now, is this all manufactured because the economy's going for a dump? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But regardless, if I were the prime minister of this country, I would say to these native people, listen, if you want this cash that we give you every month, like clockwork, stop this, because you will not cripple this country. And that's it. I mean, like, this sort of thing has to stop. And it doesn't matter where it comes from; it has to stop. The people of any country should not be held over, where do they get the balls big enough to even do these sorts of things? they obviously think that the people in countries are so complacent and so brainwashed that will allow them to do these sorts of things. And it's, I guess it's working up until now, Mike. But at some point, it has to stop. Otherwise, you know, we're slaves. I mean, we are to a certain extent, but we're bought and paid for slaves.
Yes, we are. We are. We're enslaved by debt. Yeah, it is. It really is shameful. And it's amazing how everybody keeps talking about freedom and how we're a free people. And, you know, even in that series premiere for HBO's The Newsroom, they're out there saying, what makes America the greatest nation on earth? And one of the people on the stage goes, it's freedom, freedom, and freedom, and let's keep it that way. We've lost our freedom. I mean, the Bill of Rights is under constant attack. And it really is kind of a sorry situation. Yeah, nobody seems to care. We're all convinced we're free because that's what we're being told. You remember when George W. Bush was saying that the World Trade Towers got knocked down by people who hate us for our freedoms? Nobody hates freedom except the rulers. You know, ordinary people, they love freedom. Everybody, all the world over, people want to be free. It was that old song.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. But yes, some people still believe it, and they're indoctrinating children to believe this sort of nonsense, and it just keeps perpetuating itself. There are little glimmers of hope. There was that lawsuit that peach farmer won against Bayer and BASF. He was awarded, what was it, $260 million, Mike?
Yeah, in punitive damages.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we know that'll get, like, chipped away and all that, you know, over the next few years. But still, I mean, that sort of thing has to keep happening, and there are a lot of, you know, a lot of lawsuits pending, especially against Bayer, Monsanto. And in the end, these are the types of people that pay off the politicians to either look the other way or, you know, go after somebody else, go after the competition. It's so blatant now. I mean, it's painful. It's just painful. Bernie Sanders, you know, he is up there, Mike.
Yes.
He's, what, 77?
You mean in terms of his age? Yes, he's definitely up there.
Yeah, he should not even be running. I appreciate your time, Mike. I got to go. I got a package at the door. Take it easy.
All right, well, got to take care of those packages there. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to James in South Carolina. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'd like for you to have a guest on that will explain how the economy keeps going. I think about this all the time. How can we maintain all that's going on? Do you have any idea how it keeps going? If they keep, they always said if they keep printing money, that it would eventually, you know, end up in huge inflation, and that hasn't really happened. It just keeps going on. It reminds me of a Samuel Beckett play or something. It goes on and on and on. You got any idea?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the devaluation of the dollar since the creation of the Federal Reserve, you'll realize that the economy is, in fact, in serious trouble. And, you know, we're all waiting for it to collapse. But what's going to happen is all of this instant money creation is going to devalue the dollar so much that ultimately, and it's already started happening, other countries don't want to use the dollar anymore. Back when I was still doing my animation work in Hawaii, you know, we'd get cost estimates from providers, and they'd say, this estimate is only good for 30 days. And after 30 days, we'd have to reestimate based on the decline of the dollar. So
how long
I don't
ago
think
was
the,
that you were doing that?
About 2 years, maybe 3 years.
Well, and but it keeps on. It just keeps on and on. My understanding is that the dollar now is only worth about 2 cents of what it was in 1913. Well,
yeah, that's about right.
But it keeps going. It keeps. I mean, for all I know, they can continue this till it gets down to be a half a cent. And everybody will still be going out and eating. I don't understand, you know, I hope it doesn't crash, but I don't understand why it doesn't. If they can do this for as long as they've done it, they can probably do it a lot longer. I mean, am I not correct?
They can't. Yeah, but they can't do it forever. They can't.
Well, they might not can do it forever, but a lot of people were told, you know, in 2008 and all like that, they had to go out and buy silver and all like that. They would have been better off if they'd have bought stocks.
Well, how, you know, ordinary working people can't afford to buy stocks anymore. You know, you'd have to work something like 100 hours to buy a single share of the S&P 500.
Well, but what I'm saying is that all of the predictions that have been made have not been valid, and this thing just keeps going on. I would like, it might have something to do with the dollar. Maybe we got, you know, guns to the heads of all the other countries and all like that, and we're forcing them to use the dollar. I don't know. Like to know. I'd like for you to have people on that might be knowledgeable, that might give us some information, if that's possible. If anybody knows, I'm not sure they do.
Well, here's the problem. First of all, you're absolutely right about the United States not necessarily holding a gun, but there's definitely a lot of arm twisting to get these countries to keep on using the dollar to basically get monopolistic control over key resources like oil, so that these other countries will have to basically go along with whatever the U.S. says. But, you know, ultimately, we're already seeing the United States exerting force on other countries to try and keep things going the way they're going on. But ultimately, you know, the reason prognostication is so difficult is because they do have the printing presses. They can just go on making money out of thin air. We know it can't last forever, but guessing when it's going to come crashing down is very, very difficult because they keep changing the rules.
Well, you know, they change it around all the time, and I don't see how you can know what's going on. There's something I've wondered about. I mean, they can crash. Everybody, they used to say anyway that they were going to crash the economy, okay? They can apparently crash it any time they want to. It must be to their advantage that they don't do it. It must be some advantage that they just keep it going. Well,
nobody is trying to deliberately crash the economy. The problem is they can't stop it.
Well, I have wondered, and this is something else that I wondered about. They talk about the technology that's being hidden. I don't know that that's true, but I kind of think it is. That maybe they have technologies that would just obviate the debt. You know, would make that. Maybe they have zero point energy or something. I don't know. And they could unleash these things and make the debt nothing. We wouldn't have to use money anymore.
Well, you think that's
possible?
Well, no, we need a medium of exchange, but the Federal Reserve note borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve is not the way to go. It's basically the banking system we fought the revolution to escape from. And what we need is a commodity-based currency that is issued by the government and then taxed back without interest in order to prosper the nation again.
I'd be in favor of that, but, you know, people, it's been going like it's been going for 100 years, and we're lost 98 cents on the dollar, and I think we're going to keep on going. But like I say, if you could have people on sometime that would talk about this, I'd just appreciate it. You had a good show, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And back to the phones to Don in Arizona. And, Don, I understand you also want to talk about the Gibson Guitar Company.
I know a little bit about it, Mike. It's, I think it was at the time that they went bankrupt, it was Brazilian rosewood was getting kind of rare, and that was considered a really good tone wood for the back and the sides of an acoustic guitar. And it wasn't, but the guy said it might have been Martin. I think it was some Chinese companies. They seemingly had in the supply of this Brazilian rosewood, even though it was an endangered species, and they were making knockoffs. So basically, they're all, most of these acoustic guitars are Martin copies. And they were selling them. You could get I never did get one, but I was told you could get a Chinese acoustic guitar with this Brazilian rosewood, and I think that but they got away with it in China, but we couldn't. The Gibson couldn't get away with it in America. So I think that's kind of what it was. That's what I gathered anyway. But as far as this other guy here talking about, nobody can predict the future for sure, but every time in history there's been a fiat money system, it has collapsed. Every time it has been tried a few times. So
yeah, well, we know it's going to collapse. We just don't know when.
Yeah, we can't predict the future exactly right. He's right about that. But and it's possible that America could blow up. Technically, we could blow up every other country. and then we'd be the only country here, and I guess our money would be okay then. And I don't know. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen, but we're pretty sure. Like today, all the precious metals are going up like crazy today. So wish I would have bought some rhodium a while back. Rhodium's up to $10,800
wow.
An ounce. Okay, I'll see you later, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now empty. 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the news here. Trump is accusing Bloomberg of engaging in illegal campaign activities and says that basically all of Bloomberg's money that he's poured into his campaign, it's his own money, but he's poured it into his campaign, and Trump is saying that this is nothing less than a large-scale illegal campaign contribution, because the limits to campaign contributions have to apply to everybody. There is no exemption saying a candidate can pour millions of dollars into his own campaign. And so Trump is absolutely right. Bloomberg is already guilty of illegal campaign contributions by contributing that much money to himself. And Trump tweeted he's spreading money all over the place, only to have recipients of his cash payments, many former opponents, happily joining or supporting his campaign. Isn't that called a payoff? Well, you know, enough money, you'll get people to change their political views here. I'm not saying that I would never sell out, but they're going to have to offer more than 57 cents for me to do that. All righty. Out in Hollywood, the executives there are secretly supporting Bloomberg. They're afraid of Bernie Sanders. They're afraid he's going to clinch the nomination and plunge the Democrats into disarray. So Hollywood executives have expressed joy over the rise of former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Now, Michael Bloomberg, I mean, all of this stuff from his past is coming on up. And it's making it look like he's not a very nice man. And apparently at one time he blamed banks making loans to black Americans as the cause of the 2008 financial crisis. Well, he shouldn't have phrased it that way. The reason we had the 2008 financial crisis was the subprime mortgages, which went to people who previously wouldn't have qualified for a mortgage. And yes, many of them were black, but there were a lot of white people, a lot of everybody was in that pool of people who were struggling to get by, and they got lured into these mortgages by these teaser rates on these variable rate mortgages. And then, of course, the rates went up, they got trapped, they lost their homes, and the whole thing fell behind. Now, apparently, back in 2017, Mike Bloomberg was on The View, and he was in a segment that he now wants erased from the internet, because in that interview, he said, everybody's got to get behind Trump. Trump had won the election, he was getting ready to take office, and Bloomberg said, yeah, you got to get behind him. And now he wants that to go away. Amy Klobuchar is out there trying to recover from having forgotten the name of Mexico's president. She's saying, I was too tired. This is not a game of Jeopardy. If running for president of the United States were indeed a game of Jeopardy, then the Mexican president's name would be filed under world leaders for $100. And according to Senator Amy Klobuchar, however, knowing the name of the leader for a neighboring country is a task too far for a presidential candidate. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, as the gentleman just said on the bump there. Okay, over in the case of Michael Flynn. His defense team is pressing for a dismissal of his case, arguing he should have been informed of events related to him described in the Justice Department watchdog findings on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act abuses before he pled guilty. In other words, this information was withheld from him. And if he had known about the tampering or the lying to the FISA court, he probably would have pled not guilty and gone for the trial. So I think if we had an honest, honorable, justice is blind kind of a judge, they would dismiss the case. Maybe, hopefully, you know, with prejudice, meaning they couldn't be retried here. Okay. All but two of the radical far-left Department of Justice attorneys who signed the petition for the fraudulent Mueller investigation also signed the petition calling on Attorney General William Barr to resign. And apparently Rudy Giuliani was on Lou Dobbs the other night on Fox Business Channel to discuss recent events involving the Democrats' actions to destroy the U.S. Constitution. And the first topic surrounded the list of former DOJ attorneys that have asked Barr to resign over the weekend. There must be a lot of people in Washington, D.C. who are afraid of new investigations. Because it appears that everything they were accusing Donald Trump of doing, they themselves were doing. Psychiatrists call this projection. taking what you're doing and putting it on the other person. And probably one of the most common examples you'll see of that are in couples where one of them is carrying on an affair on the side, and the first thing they'll do is accuse the other partner of having an affair to put them on the defensive. That's exactly what was happening here. As we mentioned before, there's a media report by the Washington Post, was later confirmed supposedly by CNN, ABC News, and the Associated Press, stating that William Barr told associates he's considering resigning over President Trump's tweets and interference within with the Department of Justice. A spokesperson is saying this is utter nonsense. Barr has no intentions of resigning. So like I said earlier in the show, the corporate media isn't reporting the news anymore. They're out there trying to manufacture it. Okay, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy basically had a meeting with Iranians last week in Germany, and Trump is now saying that's a violation of the Logan Act. And a lot of people are very, very concerned of that because of what was called the October surprise. And that was back when Jimmy Carter was running for his second term in office, and he lost out to Ronald Reagan because of that disaster in the desert when they tried to rescue the hostages that had been taken prisoner during Iran's basically telling the Americans to get out. And they took all these hostages, and they were held for a very long time. Carter sent in a rescue mission, which failed miserably. And apparently the story of the October surprise goes that representatives of the Reagan campaign, in particular George Bush, contacted the Iranians and said, if you will hang on to those prisoners, those hostages, until after the election, then we'll cut you some slack, we'll get you some weapons, we'll do nice things for you. That was a violation of the Logan Act, which makes it a criminal act to negotiate with a foreign government outside the normal channels of communication like the White House and the State Department. So John Bolton is out there saying that he's worried about his upcoming memoir being censored by the White House. I don't think he's that worried about it. I think he's just trying to build buzz for the book. He's trying to go for the banned in Boston effect there. Oh my goodness, the White House is banning this book. I wonder what's in there. So he's just out there trying to make some money. I'm not planning on buying that book. And if somebody wants to give me a reason to buy the book, I'll reconsider that. But all of this talk about censorship and, you know, the White House is reviewing it and the NSA is reviewing it, it looks to me like it really is just a case of trying to build buzz, trying to get free publicity. Okay. President Trump is now threatening to sue the deep state operatives behind the fraudulent and criminal Mueller witch hunt. And I hope he does, and I hope he wins. And again, it's not because I'm a fan of President Trump, because I'm not really. He's been a terrible disappointment. But if we're going to restore the republic, the one thing we have to restore is the rule of law and a sense of ethics and morality within our culture, most especially within the government itself. And we don't have that right now. The image that is emerging of the federal government, it really is a swamp. And it's filled with vipers and water moccasins and crocodiles and alligators and Republicans and Democrats and independents. And it really is a very, very nasty place. That has to change. And again, another disappointment I have with Donald Trump is he said he was going to clean out the swamp. And the first thing he did upon going into the Oval Office is he kept all the Obama holdovers. And that, I think, was his biggest strategic mistake. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm getting a lot of emails from guitar enthusiasts reminding me it was Martin Guitars, not Gibson, that got harassed by the government over exotic woods here. All right, so I stand corrected on that one here. Over at the Washington Post, they're taking criticism for an op-ed published yesterday by Marquette University political science professor Julia Azari, basically arguing that it's time to give the elites a bigger say in choosing the president. So what this professor, this political science professor, is saying is that the ultra-rich and the elites ought to have a much more significant role in picking the president. And she's citing the rocky start to the Democratic Party's presidential primary. Azari suggests the process of choosing the nominee be taken from the people and returned to the politicians. Well, I mean, we already have a situation where long before we get to go into a voting booth, the candidates are whittled down to those candidates who are favorable to the military-industrial complex, the pharmaceutical-industrial complex, the banking-industrial complex, and so forth and so on. We get to choose among which puppet for the rich and powerful we get to vote for. And it's always the lesser of two evils we're trying to figure out, which is still evil and a stupid way to be running the country. So I disagree, obviously, with this political science professor, because what Julia is suggesting here clearly goes against the intention of the founding fathers and the Constitution. Okay, there's another academic study out there that's encouraging the packing of the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, what they mean by packing, the Democrats, the liberal Democrats, are really concerned that the court is going to swing to the right, especially if President Trump wins re-election. And so now they're basically pushing the idea of packing the court, of simply adding more justices to the court bench who would presumably be liberal, to try and balance that out again. And what they're going to do is they're waiting until the Democrats occupy the White House again. And at that point, they'll start appointing liberal judges and say, well, you know, you know, nine justices really aren't enough. Let's go to 15 or to 17 or to 19 justices, which I don't think they'll all fit on that bench that's at the front of the courtroom. So, hey, we'll have to build a whole new Supreme Court building there. All righty. Apparently, Clinton Stewart was released today from prison, and President Trump granted him clemency. Apparently, a federal judge asked Obama to grant Clinton clemency, but Obama refused. But the family and friends of Clinton Stewart were chanting Trump, Trump, Trump as he's released from prison in First Step Act. Okay. Feds have arrested state Democrat David Nangle in Massachusetts, who was actually sitting on the House Ethics Committee. He's accused of using campaign funds to pay his gambling debts. By the way, Trump was very clever in commuting Blagojevich's sentence, because it's brought before the public eye one more time just how corrupt Democrats can be. And I expect we'll probably see a few more of those in the coming year, where really corrupt Democrats who were sent to jail, I'm going to pardon you, or I'm going to commute your sentence. And the media will pick up on that. They'll fall for the bait, and they'll start talking about how corrupt all these Democrats were. So very, very clever, Trump's part for that one here. Okay, Judge Napolitano is out there on Tucker Carlson saying that the lead juror, the foreperson in the Roger Stone case, could be jailed for lying to the court. And the lie was simply that she came in saying she was unbiased. She didn't have any prior feelings about Roger Stone. And then we find out that she'd been on social media just bashing him continuously, clearly an anti-Trumper. And Napolitano went on to say the entire case in crooked Judge Amy Berman Jackson's court could be tossed out due to the open bias of the jury foreperson and other jurors as well. So Judge Kangaroo might be getting her comeuppance. Now, here's an interesting story. We've been talking about how California is talking about splitting into two states, North and South California. Well, apparently over in Oregon, conservatives who are tired of the state's constant liberal leadership, they want 22 rural counties to secede and become part of Idaho. And apparently Idaho is open to the idea, and they're signing a petition to basically put it on the next ballot. And if the motion passes, they're talking about redrawing the state lines. Idaho will become bigger, and Oregon will get a lot smaller. So that will be interesting. Tumultuous events there. All right, let's turn to the international news here. Footage is finally being released of the Syrian army advances across Idlib and Aleppo. The ANA news agency released a 48-minute long video chronicling the entire Syrian Arab army operation to capture the last remaining jihadist hell sites along the Aleppo-Damascus Highway, the M5. Assad is winning. The United States is losing, and I'm not the only one who's saying that, because there's an article here in Press TV, U.S. neocons and Zionist lobby losing the war in Syria. And this is according to Edward Corrigan, an international lawyer and political commentator. Now, U.S. President Donald Trump has called for an end to Russia's support for the Syrian government, engaged in efforts to liberate the whole country. Of course, Russia has already said, no, we're there for the long haul. We're going to participate in this war on terror, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, until the terrorists are really gone, meaning the U.S.-backed jihadis. Now, you can absolutely guarantee that the U.S. will never admit that they've lost in Syria, because when you're engaged in a slow-motion world war, your first defeat ends the whole thing. The wheels come off the war wagon. And that's why we're still pouring money and people into places like Syria and Afghanistan and Iraq. So we don't have to say we lost. We can't say we won. The U.S. hasn't won a war in something like 45 years. But at least they'll be able to say, well, we haven't lost yet. We haven't lost yet. Just give us more of your money and more of your children. We shall prevail. We shall overcome. Blah, 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 blah. Notice that the children of members of Congress never see combat. If they go into the military service at all, it's always some rear echelon place where they're going to be safe. Getting on over to Israel, things are happening over there. Netanyahu is out there saying that he and the Trump administration are moving ahead with the deal of the century, and it doesn't matter whether the Palestinians agree to it or not. They're going to have to live with it. It's going to happen. He's basically talking about how the Palestinians will simply have to surrender. Apparently, Israel is torturing their Palestinian prisoners, and it's really, really serious. This is another article, I think, from this is from mintpressnews.com. One prisoner was hospitalized for kidney failure and 11 broken ribs. Another had his genitals bitten by a security dog, while a third man was left wheelchair bound and unrecognizable. Meanwhile, the Israeli commander threatens to disable all youth in one of the refugee camps. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Keith Rogers, aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just had a quick comment there. Business Insider has an article right now on this F-22 that came face-to-face with one of Russia's top fighters over there in Syria. And they're saying that the F-22 wouldn't have fared very well. But I had to reply to that. It says there was an error in their article, which I sent back to them, that someone forgot to mention that the U.S. and or the F-22 is illegally flying in Syria over a sovereign country.
Yes.
And on top of that, if my neighbor's son gets shot and killed holding up a liquor store, am I to feel sorry for him? This regime change wars, plural, has got to stop. If it isn't Trump saying that Nicaragua is a national security threat, the stuff with Venezuela, overthrowing democratically elected governments, that mean nothing to Americans. Seriously, if they have a socialist government, does it break yours and my day if they have something going on that we don't even are affected by, thousands of miles away? They don't have navies or anything like that to even attack America. They're of no risk. All you ever hear is that we're there to take the oil. Same thing with Bolton, with Venezuela. We know what's on the slate with Iran. It's been oil all along. The U.S. is the biggest oil broker with an army.
You're absolutely right. It's always been about the oil. Same thing with Afghanistan. There was that oil pipeline right of way that they wanted to get, but they didn't want to have to pay for it. So they went on in to drive out the Taliban and install a puppet government headed by El Presidente de Unocal, Hamid Karzai.
I like how you put that. You know, what saddens me, Mike, and especially on my show, what I always highlight, is the loss of life. In 2019, 122 Air Force committed suicide. In 2018, 57 Marines, 22 Special Ops. From 2008 to present, over 60,000 veterans have committed suicide. And these are stats, and it's so bad that RAND has a study on it from 18 to 34-year-olds. And, I tweeted this, and I made a few people mad there, that things are getting so bad in the U.S. military that they're committing suicide just to get out. But it was there to shock people, you know, that people don't realize that this government, through its neocons, are putting the lives of young American boys at risk to go over there, who become disheartened because they realize they're not fighting for their democracy and freedom. They have a police state here at home.
You're absolutely right. They're finding out what the war is really all about. It's basically what Smedley Butler said in War is a Racket. And one of the movies that I wish would come back on TV so I can record it is Green Zone. But that came and went, and we don't seem to be seeing that one anymore.
Right. And, you know, the listeners here should watch that video called Psychiatry and the Military, The Hidden Agenda, where it verifies and documents that 98% of all U.S. armed forces are on some type of a PTSD-type drug.
Yes. Or antidepressants.
And this is the problem. Yeah. And this is because, like I say, when you go over and you watch what the military has been told to do in Fallujah, in Mosul, what they've done over in Raqqa, Syria, the bombing of innocent people and this Allied terror bombing, which is just a spillover from the 67 cities in Japan, the 50 in Germany, the destruction of Europe, what they did to Iraq. These boys have a conscience, and they realize they're fighting the wrong enemy.
Yeah, it really is. But, I mean, we had somebody on the show that was talking about all the medications that are being forced on these kids. And some of them, you know, again, we know the problem with SSRIs triggering suicides. And maybe that's a big part of what's going on here. But right now, the Pentagon is spending more on these medications than they do on Black Hawk helicopters.
Yeah, and then also they just came out here with that article about how the STIs, basically sexually transmitted diseases and stuff, has a massive rise there because these kids, you know, they're all sexually frustrated. They're put into positions where they can't do anything, that, you know, and they're seeking relief through dating apps and stuff. I mean, you've totally demoralized your own military.
Well, that's definitely a bad thing that you want to do. If you go back to The Art of War by Sun Tzu, where he says that in order to win a war, your military must believe in the moral rightness of the war so that they will fight and, if necessary, die to prevail. And you must have a civilian population that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will bear the hardships that war brings, even to the victorious side. And the U.S. government has neither of those. The military knows what's really going on. More and more American citizens are figuring out what's really going on. It's all about the money. It's about the oil. It's about forcing the rest of the world to go back to a system that favored the United States of America economically.
Right. And your caller earlier, I sent you an email on that. This economy stuff, a lot of people want to blame this on the Democrats, but this has been going a long time because it all deals with the banking situation. Trump and the so-called reform or increase in the economy, it means nothing because of the amount of dollars they continue to print. So there's no gain whatsoever. Nothing has been spent down on the national debt or anything like that. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. So, yeah, we just have to wait for the collapse.
Yeah, we are. And I think, you know, while I said before, prognostication is difficult, to me, it feels like it's starting to tear itself apart. Certainly, if you look at what's going on over in the Democratic Party right now with the factionalism, we're seeing the Democratic Party literally start to split in two over the issue of Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I compare it to an L.A. freeway chase there where eventually the stop sticks come out, the tires go down, the sparks start flying, and then it ends in a crash, and then you have the freeze MF on the other, at the total end of it when someone finally says stop. Anyway, thanks, Mike, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm still getting emails from guitar enthusiasts, and again, to sort of sort out this mess here, Gibson guitars were the ones who were raided. And apparently Martin Guitar was the one who was using the same exotic woods and was basically left alone. So I'm putting up a story that's about that right now that will appear as soon as the cash flips over on the What Really Happened website. Okay, getting on back to Israel here. Netanyahu is optimistic about sabotaging the ICC probe into alleged Israeli war crimes in the Palestinian territories. And he's confident he can block the International Criminal Court from launching the investigation. And while Israel is not a signatory to the ICC, it has sought to undermine the efforts of the international body by lobbying governments friendly to Israel to support its campaign to disrupt the court's investigation. Chief among them, of course, is the United States itself. I mean, after all, they're just Palestinians. I mean, you know, who really cares about that here? Meanwhile, Netanyahu's trial for corruption is to begin on March 17th, this according to the Israeli Justice Ministry. And this will be just 2 weeks after Israel holds its third national election in less than a year. Now, Netanyahu is the first sitting Israeli prime minister to be charged with a crime. He's denied any wrongdoing in the three corruption cases against him. In addition to his legal battle, Netanyahu, who heads the right-wing Likud party, is fighting for his political life in the March 2nd election after inconclusive ballots in April and September. Well, I think you've had that job long enough there, Mr. Netanyahu. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just put up that article regarding this whole thing with Gibson guitars. And apparently, the reason Gibson got raided on numerous occasions, by the way, And by the way, it turned out the ebony fingerboards were seized with the claim that they violated Madagascar law. Gibson responded by obtaining the sworn word of the Madagascar government that no law had been broken. In another raid, the feds found materials imported from India, claiming they too moved across the globe in violation of Indian law. Gibson's response was that the feds had simply misinterpreted the law. And of course, C.F. Martin and Company, several of their guitars contained East Indian rosewood, which is the exact same wood in at least 10 of Gibson's guitars, but they were not raided, and their inventory of foreign wood was not seized. Now, what it turns out is Gibson's chief executive, Henry Juskowitz, contributed to Republican politicians, including $2,000 to Representative Marsha Blackburn and $1,500 to Senator Lamont Alexander. Chris Martin IV, the Martin & Company CEO, is a longtime Democratic supporter with $35,400 in contributions to Democratic candidates and the Democratic National Committee over the past couple of election cycles. So Gibson was inappropriately targeted. It's a shakedown. Donate to us or bad things will happen to you. A nice guitar company you got over there. Be shame if something bad happened to it, right? You need protection. You need protection. That's what's going on here. All righty, getting on back to Israel here. The Israeli parliament has granted immunity to former Labor, Social Affairs, and Social Services Minister Chaim Katz, who is facing his own trial over corruption charges. Now, the members of the Knesset voted by 62-43 in favor of Katz's immunity request, claiming that he carried out the misconduct in good faith as part of his work as a member of the Knesset. Now, I'm wondering if this is a trial balloon to see how much of a negative reaction this immunity deal is going to get. And if it doesn't get a negative reaction, look for them to do exactly the same thing for Benjamin Netanyahu. That's what I think is going on. Over in Yemen, there's been an attempted assassination attempt against the defense minister. His car tripped a landmine. He survived, but apparently a number of members of his personal security team died or sustained injuries in the explosion. This is all the stuff that's going on in the Middle East that the corporate media doesn't want you thinking about here. All righty. A lot of people are looking at the U.S. escalation of nuclear weapons and realizing that it's going to have an impact on Europe's nuclear weapons and European politics. One major Europe-U.S. consideration is the Trump administration's decisions on nuclear strategy, which will have an enormous impact that will be likely to shape international relations indefinitely. So it's like all the positive progress that was made toward world peace over the last couple of decades, it's all being thrown away. We're back to a new Cold War. Cold War version 2.0, the Golden Cut. We have to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.